Today we have a visitor. A shepherd is coming to visit us. In December, we are doing preaching a little differently. We call first narrative preaching. Preacher come as the characters of the first Christmas story. It's a different way of preaching, but God speaks to us through many different ways. So let's open our hearts and ears to listen to God's story this morning through our shepherd.
Actually, I'm not the shepherd. I'm just reading the passage. So, Luke 2, verse 1 to 20, if you want to follow along. In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. This was the first census that took place while Quirinius was governor of Syria, and everyone went to their own town to register. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger because there was no guest room available for them. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all people. Today, in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord, and this will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those on whom his favor rests." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in a manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told. And that's the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. So we welcome the shepherd.
Todo Rabah, Shalom. Oh, Todo Rabah, Shalom, God's peace. Todo Rabah, Shalom. Hello. I didn't see you all there. Wow, there's a lot of you. Hello, I am, looking for some change, if any spare change for my sheep. It's a little bit of a hard drought this year, so anything would do. Oh, you want to sit and chat for a while? You serious? Wow! No one wants to sit and chat these days. Okay, make yourselves comfortable. It's a free country. Sit over there. Well, I guess it's not really free. The Romans won't mind you sitting beside someone like me, but the Jews, that is another story. I've already heard the rumors, the stereotypes about people like me. I am a shepherd. Yeah. You know what they say? We're all thieves, liars, lazy, good for nothing, bah humbugs. Some of us even eat pork. That's right. We cut it, process it into something called bacon. One hit, you're addicted for life. Serious. Oh, most of you are Gentiles. You eat pork all the time then. Woo-hoo-hoo. Well, you have any bacon on you? I'll make it worth your while. Oh, where'd my money go? Oh, that's okay. I'm joking with you. I'm a Jew, man. I don't eat pork. Come on. Quick. Did you hear that? Okay. Well, my name is Jeremiah Ben David. I'd shake your hand, but Jews don't touch people like me, because we are unclean. Yeah, I'm a little dirty. Sorry, I worked a night shift last night. But what they mean is we are ceremonially unclean. If you know anything about Israel, we got the capital named Jerusalem. We have there a temple where we meet and worship the one true living God. In order to go in the temple, we have to be ceremonially clean, as we have to follow all these rules to make sure that we are, I guess, worthy enough to go into the temple. The problem with being a shepherd is, it's very hard to stay clean. I'm working night shift, doing my thing, minding my own business, walking around, tending the sheep, and all of a sudden, step on something, crunch. I look down, and I killed a spider. And guess what? That means I'm unclean. We're just doing our thing. Standing our sheep, all of a sudden a pack of wolves come and we go crazy. We scare them off. I kill a couple of them. You know what? I have to bury them. I touch it, it makes me unclean. And if they kill one of our beloved sheep, Billy, no, not you, Billy. We have to have a funeral. If we touch the body, then we are unclean again. And today I'm going to try my best. Today my goal is to make sure I stay clean the whole day so I can worship in the temple. But the problem is with us, well, I guess the rest of society is you get unclean so often. People think there's something wrong with you. That maybe God has cursed you. It wasn't always like this. Shepherds used to be a respected position. If you know any Jewish history, anybody know a guy named Moses? Okay. He, with God's help, raised Israel and took them out of slavery 400 years. And guess what? He was a shepherd. Sure, he was a murderer too, but that was after. That was before he was a shepherd, okay? He got clean when he was a shepherd. Anybody know King David? Yeah? The most powerful king of Israel. He was a shepherd. And he lived around these hills here, actually, just like me. And also, the bigwigs, the powerful, the Pharisees, they need us shepherds. If you know anything about the Jewish religion, God of Israel made a covenant with his people, Israel. It's like a contract or a treaty, you know. I scratch your back, you scratch my back, but with a little more oomph and power and intimacy. And God promised, his side of the deal was, he's going to take care of us, watch over us, care for us. And what we got to do is follow his way, his laws, his commands. That's why being clean is so important. And if we don't follow his commands, our relationship with God is broken. And in order to repair this relationship, they call us up, or call us up with their hands, I mean, and they ask for animals, sheep, to be sacrificed for the forgiveness of our sins whenever we went away from God, so that we could have this relationship back to God. We're important. The society doesn't see it that way. You know how things go, industrialization, urbanization, people leaving the rural areas to go into the big city, make the dream. We get left behind. And people think that we are cursed, forgotten by God. And then when the Romans came over, there was a rumor started by an old guy named Aristotle. He said all shepherds are thieves and liars. And their job is so easy, a baby could do it. Aristotle. And you know what one rabbi says? You know what one rabbi, one teacher of the law, one person supposed to be? Show us what God wants. He says, if a shepherd falls into a pit, you should leave him there. Because they probably deserve it. Is that God's love? I'm not sure about you, but me. If someone falls into a pit, I don't care who they are. I don't care if they're a Pharisee or a Roman or a shepherd. I don't care. I'm going to pick them out of it. I don't care if it's even the Sabbath. God compels me to pick them up. But maybe that's what we shepherds do. A sheep falls in a pit, we pick them up. A sheep runs away, we leave the 99 and go after that one. Wolves come and attack our flock, and we are willing to lay down our lives for our sheep. Ugh, sorry for getting angry. Some people, they really rub my wool. I don't want to judge them or anything, but... Shh, woo, quiet. Do you hear that? Okay, we're okay. Well, since you guys are here anyway, mind if I tell you something? Something amazing happened to me. Yeah, you ready to hear it? Okay, wow. Okay, you might think I'm... Oh. Whoa. You might think I'm crazy, but I swear this was real. And I don't do drugs or anything, I swear. I was unclean at the time. I stepped on a spider, okay? I'll admit that. But we were on night shift, just chilling with our sheep, hanging out with the shepherds. It was a silent night. Then out of nowhere, this bright light, took over the sky. We flew black, whoa! It's the brightest light I've ever seen in my life. And there was this figure in the sky. It looked like a human figure, but something about it was so different. And I knew it was an angel, a messenger from God. And I was terrified because I believed what people said about me, that I was cursed by God. I was rejected by him because I was a shepherd, because I haven't been to the temple in a long time. I thought God was coming down to judge me with his warrior angel. God's fire and brimstone was coming for me so I get what I deserve. But the angel said this: do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will bring great joy for all people. Because today, in the town of David, a Savior has been born. He is the Messiah, the Lord. And this will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger. Oh, I was so shocked and relieved. One, it was good news, not bad news. And it was joy. I was feeling so down in the dumps. I needed some kind of joy. And then they said something amazing. The Messiah is here! Now, if you guys don't know Jewish culture, we are waiting for this Messiah, this Savior, this deliverer a new kind of David that will reign as a king of kings, and also someone like Moses who will deliver us from slavery. But even more so, this Messiah will be different, because he won't just make us free from the Romans, but he will deliver us from the slavery of sin. Because every time we repair our relationship to God through sacrifices, it's never enough, because we always, something in us pulls us away from God. We're like dumb sheep, and I know my sheep, you know what I'm saying? We always go the wrong way. We don't listen. If one person's going, one sheep's going crazy, everybody follows them. There's something in our hearts which pulls us away from God and his covenant. And somehow this new Savior will give us a covenant not written on stone or a scroll, but written in our hearts. He would change us from the inside out. And then the angel said something amazing, because I thought, if the Messiah would come, it'd be a place I couldn't get to, a palace, a temple. But no, the Messiah was born in a manger. You know what a manger is? It's a feed trough. It's a place where you put the food for the animals. And what I understood was, I didn't have to get clean to go see the Messiah, the King of Kings. He had come down to meet me where I was. He was dirty and smelled like animals like me. And I could just go there. Then all of a sudden, this angel was joined by another 1,000 hosts of angels, and the bright sky was brighter than I ever could imagine. Oh! Have you seen a Roman legion around these parts? It was like 20 million times more greater than that, the army of the King of Kings. And they all chanted, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace on whom his favor rests." And that moment I believed, I knew that I was not cursed by God, but his favor, his love, his grace was even for me. Then all of a sudden, it was the silent night again. And we looked at each other. Let's go! We took our sheep and we ran. We knew where it was going. Town of David was definitely Bethlehem. We ran there with the sheep. Woo! Yeah! We barged in. And there was this guy, Joseph, Mary, and this little baby wrapped in clothes, lying in a manger, just as the angel had said. Oh! And I knew this baby was the Messiah. He'd be the new King David, the King of Kings that would rule with justice and equity. He would break down that dividing wall between the rich and the poor, the Pharisee and the shepherd, the powerful and the powerless. Mary, gave us this song that will describe what kind of king he would be. It goes like this. It's beginning to look a lot like Chris. No, wrong one. It's this one. Frosty the snowman. No, okay, no. Okay. It's this one. He brought down rulers from their thrones, but lifted up the humble. He fills the hungry with good things, but sends the rich away. What he's saying is, when the king comes, he will bring down the powerful and power and the rulers, and he would lift up the humble so that we will be equal. We will be one. And also, this Messiah will be the new Moses. I was a little bit scared to go to the baby. I felt unworthy still. And then this little lamb goes out to the baby Jesus. His name was Jesus, if I didn't mention that already. Which means the Lord saves. And the little baby tries to reach for the lamb's nose. And in that moment, I'm like, wait a minute. Maybe there's a connection there. Because this little lamb was set for the Passover sacrifice. If you don't know Jewish history again, Moses, he delivered Israel out of Egypt through God bringing these miraculous signs. And sign after sign, the Pharaoh, the leader of Egypt, wouldn't let his people go, wouldn't let Israel go. until finally the last sign where the angel of death would come and take away all the firstborn. And the only way to get free of that curse would to be sacrificed a little lamb like that one and put the blood over the doorposts. And I thought in my mind, maybe there's a connection here, because just like this lamb saved Israel from the angel of death, so too this little baby would give his life to save us from sin and death. No, I don't know. I'm not a theologian. I'm just a shepherd, but you never know. After we saw this, I was filled with great joy. And we left and we told everybody we could. Everybody would listen about this good news. And people were amazed. And then they believed. But after a while, people start saying, "You're crazy. God would never tell such great news to a shepherd like you. The Messiah would never come in a manger. You're crazy." And I became invisible again. And it's so hard to tell people the good news when they see you as invisible or cursed by God. That's why I'm so thankful that you are here today and sat down and chatted with me. Wait, do you hear that? Everybody stand still. Be very quiet. You okay? That is the deadliest beast in all of Israel. You are blessed to still be alive and have all your limbs and fingers. Anybody lose any fingers? Okay, good, 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 good. Whew. Well, I'm glad you guys are okay. But wait a minute. I'm glad you guys are alive. But now, I'm unclean. I can't go in the temple. Oh, well. You know what I believe? I don't have to go to a temple to find God's favor and love. Because of this baby Jesus, he is with me. He's with all of us. Whenever I'm out herding sheep or begging for money, I pray. I meet others who believe in Jesus, and we pray and support each other. That's how we live out God's love. And I encourage you guys all. When the angel came, he said, "This is great joy for all peoples, Jew or Gentile, whether you eat bacon or not. God's love is for you." And I'm telling you, this was the most deadliest beast in Israel. It was tracking you for a while. God protected you like a good shepherd. I encourage you, consider what you've heard today. Trust in him. He wants to give you joy. And also, please, watch out for people like me. Help them not to feel invisible. God's love and grace is for them too in a very, very special way. I'm just so happy. I'm glad that you're alive. I'm happy that you talked to me. Do you mind if I pray for you guys? Is that okay? All right. Blessed are you, Lord God, King of the universe. Thank you for looking at the humble state of your servant, me, a little shepherd, and giving me this amazing news. And thank you for these kind hearts who are willing to sit down and talk with me about it. I pray that you would speak to them. If they need joy, give them joy. If they need peace, give them peace. And may they know that you are the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the Deliverer who has come to set all things right. In the name of your Son, Jesus, amen. Thank you so much. I'll take care of this body. I've got to clean up anyway. Have a great day. Thank you.